Oh, here we go. The saw axe, we call a saw. Friends, you'll notice it's got SAW on it when you look at it close. And that was Wetterling's, okay? Wetterling's is no longer, unfortunately, now. I believe H, well, I know that, pardon me, not HB, GBA bought them out. And they were a lovely axe company. They were a sturdy, skookum built axe. They made axes for years, years and years. So this little guy here is about a 3.5 pound axe. It is just a great wedge banger. It's got a big pole. You might even notice it from the picture alone here. But it has got a huge pole on it for banging wedges. And that Hudson's Bay pattern, friends, is a popular design. It's one of my favorite designs. I just like the look of it. And they balance out nicely. So, and the bit is a bit wider, so it protects the wood underneath the handle. It's actually a great design of an axe, and it's been around for eons. So this is a dandy, and it's on a 28-inch handle. Again, friends, I burn my handles, but if you don't want to burn handle, we don't burn it. We can burn them lighter, we can do them darker, we can do all kinds of stuff. So that's why when the emails kick in and we can have a chat about this stuff, you can customize your own axe. That's the nice thing about this program. So that is a Hudson's Bay Wetterling's axe. Stuff comes and goes, friends, all the time. It's a revolving door of axes here, so they're always changing. I try to stay into the Swedish and German steels.